Blog Talk Radio.
Like the wings of a bird,
You're missing you, baby. I've been looking at you all night.
Pearl Negra, and I am joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP.
Hey,
got an echo. I'm good. Now, where is this echo coming from?
I hope it's not coming from my
phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we're going to work through it. Don't worry about it.
Absolutely.
How you doing tonight, Riva?
I'm good. I'm so good.
That's awesome.
I can't complain.
Right, well, ladies, oh, that's right. I know that's right. Ain't going to change nothing if you do, girl.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Diva's Talk, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my raw links on. You got your raw links
on. You got your raw links
on. Diva, you there?
Yes, I am.
Is she
I'm
is
here. I wear them all the time.
I know that's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, before I go any further, I have to give a thank you and a shout out to someone who is a very, very good friend of mine. And he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO and creator of Raw Link, those beautiful pieces of jewelry that me and my co-host speak of. And you can acquire those pieces on Amazon, Instagram, and rawlinksbraw at facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there, make sure you holler at either one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure you get to adorn your body with something, some kind of his, one of his beautiful creations, or you design it yourself. And that person that I speak of goes by author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby. Yeah. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 by all means. And join us. We love you, too. Ooh, this echo. We're going to work, like I said, we're going to work through this, Diva. We're going to work through it. Now, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are, first of all, it's open mic, okay? And we are giving you the option to ask us a question. All we ask is that you keep it respectful. That is it. So, Diva, do you have anything you'd like to ask me?
As a matter of fact, I do. Where do you keep all those notebooks full of poetry?
Ooh, girl. Okay, so I have it's a bag. It's one of those big, like a beach bag.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much where I store them at. Some of them I have pulled out, or I keep out all the time, ones that haven't been actually filled up yet with my poetry. Because you never know when you want to get inspired, when you want to jot something down. You know?
Right.
I am old school, so I do have notebooks that I like to write in, because this technology can fail us at any given time. And if it should happen to do so, I can always refer back to my pen or my pencil and paper. You can't go wrong with that.
Sure can't. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question for you.
What about you, Diva? Okay. What's that?
I would like to know, when exactly did you find your voice in poetry?
Ooh. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Not so long ago, but I think since like 2017. And
okay.
It was weird how it all went down. There was a young lady that lived up the block, and she was on drugs real bad, real heavy. And one day I found her sitting on my step. And she was laid out on my step. And I was like, girl, go home. Get up. And then I went to work and actually wrote about it. And that was my first poem. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And I was encouraged to put it on Facebook, and it took off and I was like, wow, I can write.
Yes, you can. So, yes, you can. Wow. I would have believed you started much earlier than that. Because of the way that you write.
Well, I wrote stories, remember? Not poetry.
Yes, you did. Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. I remember now.
Yeah.
Well, whichever way you're coming, it's amazing. And I truly appreciate it, and I admire it.
Well, thank you so much, Diva. Same goes.
You're welcome. All right, so I guess... Well, I really didn't write anything for tonight, you guys, because life is happening. I have something for you, but I would like you to kick it off, my diva. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is untitled. I try to ground myself, mind, body, and soul. There are times when I can't get to where I feel I need to be. So I step outside to feel the air, Watch the palm trees sway and just breathe. I look around to marvel at God's creation and pray for peace and wonder about many things. That the world, how has the world become so accepting of unnatural things? When will wars end? Or when will the powers that be take care of our own backyard instead of sending aid to those that don't live here or support our economy? When will we learn not to deplete our natural resources, depending on foreign sources to give us what we should already have? And last, when will the world have morality? Some of us have scruples. We would never do things like break the guy's code or girl's code, or be a player or cheat on our spouses, or do crimes that will land us in jail. We're grown. We no longer think or act like a child. And yet, the world is wild. But I hold out hope it will all turn around before it turns into a Sodom and Gomorrah, hellbound. And that's that piece.
Damn. You're right. I was saying while you were sitting there, the world needs to grow up. It really does, because there's a level of maturity. This is a level we haven't reached yet. Some of us have, but the majority of the world is still trailing behind, trying to learn.
Absolutely.
That piece is decent. It's real, real nice. Wow. Thank you for that, Diva. Goodness.
Hey, thank you. So, Diva, old and new.
Yeah.
It's probably new to me. So we're ready to hear what you have to spit. So when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Diva. All right, so this is called Spiral. This is called Spiral Season. Round and around and around and around we go. Oh, now tell me now, you know. Not really sure how to feel about it, something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you, and it takes me all the way. Want you to stay. Want you to stay. She used to write poetry when he filled her world with sunshine and rainbows. Like, if only I could send my love to the moon every night, it would shoot straight to you on the dust of stars. Cover your heart and light the way to me, because I knew I'd found my happy when your eyes read the story my soul was telling. And it claimed my smile when your arms became my safe haven. But bitterly her sanity abandoned her the day she kissed clarity. That was the day she understood how this world will leave you torn and scarred. Finding yourself in a spiral season when they bring the sun to you and then turn cold as ice. Nothing breaks like a heart. Nobody loves more than the brokenhearted, and no one is more patient than a wounded healer who just wants to be loved and love. And there's nothing more deafening than when you can hear how loud silence is when you're in it alone falling apart, and you're praying for something to break that silence. But when you're broken inside, any sound is like waves crashing upon the rocks. You try to fix your self-indulgent ways, but your body's weak and head filled with doubt as you try to remove all of it from you, while telling yourself, it is just not fair. Turn around, don't you dare. See, I believed it when they told me that love doesn't give up on you, but you can't love someone wholeheartedly if your heart is in pieces. So I asked you not to wish me away during the discovery of our heightened differences, You said okay, but just as I was getting used to us again, you took your heart and ran. And now I've got a broken heart to tend to mend and brand new scars to tend. Now I stand at the ocean's edge in awe of unblemished charm in such natural abundance. Air, water, light, and sand. Loving it all the while still holding on to remnants of what linger because still safe. So now I have to learn to turn off the urge to know what could have been. And this garden will flourish once again. And that's that piece.
And that's that piece.
Oh, my, excuse me. Oh, my goodness, Diva, that was beautiful. And, you know, as you started speaking, I got caught up of something about the stars hitting you through a dust of something. And I'm thinking, oh, my. So, you know, you have a way of, like, making someone flow. You know, like the dog goes flowing in the air with the biscuit. That's how your words are like, ah. You know, and you just slowly float. And I'm like, wow. And that's how I feel about your poetry.
Oh, thank you.
Ah, you're welcome.
I truly appreciate that. Okay, so how about we pay some bills?
We can start opening these mics.
All right.
All right. Everybody to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Please press that one. All right, Diva, I'm going to open up this first microphone. One of our Epiphany's own family members and the host of the Inspiration Factory got ourselves a divine inspiration.
Hey.
You know, I'm so sorry that you're having these technical difficulties with the echo. But
it
I'm
happens.
Also glad that you can blame it on me this time. It weren't me.
It happens, and we get through it. We deal with it the best way we can, you know.
That's right.
It's good to hear from you.
One monkey don't stop no show.
You got that right. Hey. Tonight.
Y'all two set the bar real high for tonight.
Oh, boy. Thank you. Appreciate that. But tonight we give you the option to ask us a question.
Yes, I heard that. And I have a question for each of you, if that's permitted.
Fine, that's fine.
Perfect. Danielle.
Yes.
Now, what would you pour your passion into if for some reason you couldn't write anymore?
I would pour it more into trying to let people know that I am a safe space. They have a safe space of trust with me. and I would continue to spread my light. And also, I would crochet more.
I could see that. Yeah. That's a nice answer. I like that. And for Mrs. VIP,
yes.
One simple question.
One simple question.
Mm-hmm.
Has marriage influenced
your pen?
Has marriage
influenced your pen?
And if yes, how so?
If yes, how so?
Oh, man. I would say yes, because at first, after I got married, I would write all this love stuff, all the love stuff. And then one day I was like, now, wait a minute. There's more other things to write about. And I knew that, but I was just in that zone. But I would say it matured my pen. I would say that.
Okay. Right. Oh, see, that's another positive point for getting married of that.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing.
I was wondering about that, though, because I know that. As your two lives blend together, there has to be some change. You know?
And
I'm just curious as to
what
types
of change.
Yeah. More laughter, more love, and more poetry.
I know that's right.
I know that's right.
Makes it easier to write the good stuff.
Makes it easier to write the good stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well. What did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you never disappoint.
I thank you. I have a piece called Instrument of Hope.
All right, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Queen. It's amazing to me that something as simple as a ballpoint pen is able to deliver such a variety of possibilities once its usage begins. It has the power to elevate or frustrate blessings or sin, depending on which spirit leads the user from within. I pray that whenever I grasp my pen and begin to write, my Father leads, and that I follow without any resistance or anything resembling a fight. I've been blessed to see results of poems of His might, and pray this be one of them tonight. Once I accepted that this gift could and has fostered hope, perchance save someone ready to dangle from a rope or spark the decision to get off dope. I display my pen for him. At least that's my greatest hope. Certainly, I can write about a lot of things. I choose to and am led to write for and by the King. Words of encouragement. Inspiration, praises to spit or sing. I hope and pray my words be delivered upon angels' wings. I write from what He has brought me through. I write to convict myself more so than any of you. I write to spread His love and hope my words ring true and honor, as well as my purpose and reasonable duty to do. So write I shall. And that's where my job ends, with truth and transparency, foregoing tempted twists and bends. And this I hope to do to the day I ascend. All this from a stick with ink. Life and death from a little old pen. God, I thank you for using me this way. If I had a do-over, I would still do it this way. Divine inspiration, as God's pen, is hopefully here to stay. I encourage all with similar gifts from above to occasionally write or spit or dance to share God's love. The joy from seeing God use what you've done is a joyous, assuring feeling that has no end. This and more. From a stick with ink. Write, scribes. Write from your heart and soul. Allow who is inside to take control and be amazed at what you have. Something thought-provoking without even having to think. All from a stick with ink. Poem.
Wow.
You know.
Hello.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'll say this. Wow.
Steve, are you still there?
Steve, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, Sam, you go ahead first.
Oh, Sam, you go ahead first. Give me your own.
Let me say this, Paul. Your piece, I truly appreciate it because through it all, you didn't blame God. You know, through it all, you still wrote, you still sang, you might have still danced. You did what you had to do, and that's very encouraging to tell that to others, to do the same, because, you know, that's the way we please them in our praise and our faith. So that was a very beautiful piece. And I appreciate that. Diva?
Thank you, Queen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You give testimony, which then given us the truth about the world and what needs to be recognized. Some things need to be done. We need to fall back and reassess our situations. And we need to step into that highest power, love for one another. We are charged with it, for caring for each other, but I don't know what happened for some reason. You know, life is full of ups and downs, ins and outs, good and bad, and sometimes it seems like we're on the side of fighting the bad more so than the better times. And I really just appreciate everything that you bring to us. It's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that, Queen. I guess it's one of the residual effects of becoming longer and longer in tooth. You experience some things in there. So many times that you see the truth for what it is. And you just have to give back, and you have to have the compassion to want somebody else to know what you know, to experience what you've experienced. Because what he does for one, he'll do for all.
You got that right.
Times are such now that we have to be our brother's keeper more so than ever before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Pastor Paulie, before we let you skate off and my Devo escorts you over to Temptation Station, would you please let everyone know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Yes, indeedy. This coming Sunday, we have none other than Sincere being featured. So come on through, show the brothers some love, listen to some phenomenal poetry, and get your praise on at the same time. Mr. Alonzo and myself, we host the Inspiration Factory at 8 p.m. Same bat channel, it's not the same bat time. We're at 8 o'clock, but come on through.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you very much. Would you please report? One love, one mic.
God bless you both.
God bless. He always comes through with such beautiful pieces, and they're more of a testimony than anything. But I love them still the same. Awesome.
All right, Diva.
We ready for this one? Yeah, another heavy hitter.
Yeah.
I'm going to open up this mic to Joe, the verbal mind dancer. Hey, Jill. Sorry about the ask all, but welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. How you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Crystal clear.
Crystal clear.
Awesome sauce.
Well, Mr. Merble, Mr. Verbal Mind Dancer, tonight we are giving you poets the option to ask us a question.
Okay. Let me see. Man, I don't really have anything other than to say that, I really dug Miss VIP's poem. I got something similar, but yeah, I dug the way she put that together.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. What's up, my left field? Who y'all like in the Super Bowl? Hell, what the hell? Who y'all like in the Super Bowl?
I like in the Super Bowl and playing. We got a family member. That's one of the teams. I'm going to root for the 49ers.
Okay.
Now, I would love to see Kansas City win it because, you know, Andy Reid came from Philly. We gave them to them. So I'd like to see them win, but I'm not sure. I think San Francisco might take this one.
They just might. They just might. That is true. We'll see how it goes.
There's definitely a possibility.
Yeah. All I can say is anything's possible. Believe it at that.
Yeah, in these days and times, yeah, absolutely anything's possible.
Okay. That's the best I can give y'all. All right, now, Joe, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you never disappoint.
Well, I hope I won't disappoint this time. I got a little something for you. So here we go.
Mic is yours.
Economically speaking, living paycheck to paycheck, the economy's peaking, but some just won't say that. What are you lying for some idiotic payback? Y'all need to stop lying and telling the truth. Spin the wheel with a game show host like Sajak. Vying to stay in power for a job where you had no experience and only played at. Fuckery going around your dome and you still won't say jack. I digress. Politicians and lawyers always had a bad rep, like taking candy from a baby with laws written to make it legal, like some child in a corner pretending that they're see-through. I was never good at math, but 1 + 1 ain't me, dude. Economically speaking, this may sound like I seem rude. I'm financially embarrassed. I'm just working on my pull-through. Robotic calls keep calling me like I'm working for the Carter. Gas ain't what it used to be. Now I'm sipping on Moscato. For today's prices, I can't afford tomorrow. Life less affordable, lessening my zeal. I'm not looking for a handout, just a day-to-day meal. Economically speaking, it's hard for anybody. It's even harder when you're considered less, just for the presence of your body. Anybody. Lord, don't get me started on anybody. This is a short month. Didn't I tell you I was short, bruh? The expense of a night of wonder can cost you exorbitantly. Now you're a little under, but I doubt if it's more than me. In the red, as they say. Economically speaking, who still wants it that way? I'm an entrepreneur now. It sounds better than a hustler. My moral necessities by any means is me and mine, my brother. Economically speaking, when prone to be lazy. Don't ask me for money. Are you willingly crazy? You ever wonder where they got the phrase, this motherfucker? The idiotic phrase for this motherfucker? Damn near the end of days with this motherfucker. I want my cut, not some dirt and a horse, or some no-name cheese like ration from the 40s. Economically speaking, I don't want what you want. I don't buy what you flaunt. I don't vie for the spaces you used to haunt. It's a short month, that four-year wait, extra day. Economically speaking, there's a focus on grifting, checking your pockets without feeling them lifting, your wallet, your knowledge, your Ivy League college. The school of bamboozle got you grabbed by the collar. And hustlers grow up to be financial scholars. Economically speaking, Cash App me a couple of dollars. Peace.
Yeah. Damn. I'm feeling it.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Listen. You had me cracking up about look, it's a short month, you know. I love this piece because I can hardly catch my breath as it is. I got to laughing. I got so tickled. And he's like, can you say motherfucker? Oh, man. I love that piece. It is so true, though. A lot of us are living out here paycheck to paycheck. Shoot. And nothing's like it would have used to be. That is so true. Thank you so much. Oh, you gave me a good laugh. Diva, what you got for Jeff?
Oh, I'm there with you. It was so many different lines. I was like, yeah. And then he said, 1 + 1 ain't me, dude. I was like, I know that's right. Yo, you know what? You ever listen to somebody's piece and before they actually finish the line, you done said the end of the line in your head? I was doing that, but then you switched it up and you said something different. I was like, oh, damn. Okay, I love this. Economically speaking, man, it's so, you are so right on everything that you touched in this piece. Like, damn if he ain't right about the gas prices and everything, okay? And then you said, what did you say you was sipping on? You was drinking. You said gas.
Sipping on.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I would say Moscato is it's reasonable. Let's put it that way. it is economical. Let's put it that way. That piece was dope, man. I'm telling you. Damn. I gotta listen to the playback of this because I gotta hear that again, yo. I really enjoyed it.
You always go in. You do your
conscious pieces and political pieces. I've heard you do love and I've heard you do erotic, but to me, it feels like more your wheelhouse is conscious and just being straight up with people. Look, it's like this, okay? So, I love this piece. I truly, truly do. Thank you so much, man. And you know what? Yeah. I always, when I get ready to send people over there to Temptation Station, I always feel like I'm going to forget what it's called, but then you come to mind and I'm like, that's what it's called. So I don't mess up on it. I get ready to tip up.
I get ready to tip up.
I get it right. So I'm going to ask, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that wasn't me, quit.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to escort you over there to Temptation Station. You know, it's so befitting of this show. I love it. And I want to say thank you so much for always coming through and supporting us, giving that amazing poetry.
Thanks,
Web.
Absolutely.
One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
All right.
Joe kills it. He just kills it.
He just kills it.
He really does.
Diva, hold on to all your articles.
Hold on to all your articles.
Pin down all your this stuff because it's a hurricane coming through here.
Oh my goodness.
The hurricane. What's up, goddess? Welcome to Diva's Talk.
Hey, queens. How y'all doing?
Good to hear you. I had to make sure I came through. I feel so bad,
you know, with the work hours, it's hard, but I was like, you know, I had to hit Danielle up, make sure the show was tonight. I'm like, I got to come through to represent my lady.
Oh, man, we understand. Life happens, man. We got to do what we got to do. We have great children.
Absolutely. I love what y'all doing. And I'm excited because, like, now you flipping it where we get to ask y'all the question. I like that.
Yes. And speaking of that, do you have any questions?
I have a question. It's going to be the same for both of you. So it's kind of a two-part. So it's what do you want your brand to be as far as poetry is concerned? And then what are you doing to distinguish that brand amongst your peers?
All right, Diva, you go first.
You know what, Kimbra, that's an amazing question. And, you know, honestly, I really never thought about it because all I wanted to do was write and relate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says I have the voice. But I can't put a brand on that voice. But I really never thought about it. So that's a darn good question.
Indeed, because all of us have it. We all uniquely have this gift. All of us are meant to say something simply, you know, foundational for poetry. But then there's a separate task, I think, that is divinely designed for all of us through this gift. So, yeah, you know, I think about it, too. So that's why I wanted to ask you, and I got the same question for Danielle. Same question for you.
Okay. So the first part, can you give me the question again, please?
Oh, sure. What do you want your brand to be in poetry? And then what are you doing to distinguish it amongst your peers, like to, you know, to show who you are amongst such a variety of different poets?
Okay, my brand, even though I do a variety of different kinds of poetry, it's love, period.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do to distinguish it, I just try to show it to everybody that I allow in my world. I try to give the gentle side of me and encourage and try to show people that life is still beautiful regardless and is to be lived. And I want them to look within themselves and find the beautiful in them, that divine spark. And that's pretty much it.
I would agree. I think you pegged that perfectly. Like if I think of you, I do think of love. I think of love. I think of sharing. I think of support. Like, all those things come to mind. So I think you're 100%. And Ms. VIP, I think of, like, with you, it's like you have a sultry side of you, but I also see, like, a spiritual warrior side of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what I
agree.
Mean.
That's
I
agree.
Yes.
I absolutely agree.
That was
awesome.
Great
question.
I'm thinking about myself too, as I'm maturing in this world of poetry, just where do I want to be? What do I want my brand to be? And am I consciously doing things to make sure that it speaks that? That's something I'm just keeping in the forefront.
Absolutely. You're a heavy hitter when it comes down to this poetry thing, but I have spoken to you outside of doing poetry, and I think you have an energy that is absolutely amazing. You have a very gentle way of, and it's calming. It's you know, as I am trying to push, this is what you give, a safe space of trust to talk to, and just a place that you know you can exhale when you're going to speak to you. That's what I get from you. So, and it's
that's
greatly,
so,
greatly
and
appreciated.
That's really greatly appreciated. Thank
I
you for saying that.
Thank you for saying that. That is,
when you grow up in an era where that didn't exist, you kind of want to make sure, this is where I am, that I do provide that for anybody that I connect with, because, I mean, we got so much going on, like, just outside your front door. I mean, you can go to the mailbox and get stressed out. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so many avenues of stress leaping on you. So it's like, where do you go if you don't have a circle of people around you that you can just exhale? What are we really, like, how are we servicing each other? What are we doing for each other then if we can't exhale with each other? What are we really doing with each other? So, I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Now, what amazement are you going to give our ears? Because you never disappoint.
Thank you. I think I want to share the piece, Setting the Table. I haven't done this piece in a while, so I'll share that with you when you're ready.
The mic is yours.
Excuse me. We sat at a table of many generations, taking in the rotation of urgent conversations under the same foundation in search for the equation of healing, understanding, and love. Hugs and kisses intercepted by conflictions, all stirring seething echoes about what was missing, disagreements and differences, stories of exits and entrances, weathering life changes that chipped away at the family tree, while decaying the bond between the leaves, the branches, the trunk, and the roots. See, the elders held the mental souvenirs of strange fruit, but ain't nothing sweet about how that juice still leaked times where the branding of juvenescent minds multiplies in eulogies, wicked systems of subtraction and division still cracking whips of mistrust, separation, and favoritism. I could smell the smoke of perishing hope while divine relationship building is being choked by organized religion. Where is our vision? Funerals have replaced family reunions, and there's been some praying and grooming, consuming innocence that everybody chooses to ignore. But you can feel the awkward rhythm and thick tension at the very mention of a name, because for years, the family protected a predator with their silence while the scenes of pedophilia and violence gave the youth nightmares beyond Elm Street. Yet Kruger's finger blades ain't pushing the pain. It's got fingerprints and mugshots of familiar DNA. Click, get the picture. See, this table's been leaning, splitting and cracking from the pounding and heaviness of clenched fists while mental health crumbles within each palm. But we'd rather hush to save face with the neighbors while coping through toxic vices and behaviors, because what happens in this house stays in this house. But how can we begin to fix the broken pieces when lies, denial, and secrets are the nails, screws, and adhesives? See, at this table, the reach is serving the trauma of unparented parents, fighting the shadow of their shadows while the youth learn to get numb, raise hell, and send shells that rip, steal cells, and create blood pools because they've been homeschooled by old fools, failed relationships, cyber influence, and that 18-year-old rule. You know that 18-year-old, so now you got to go flow. Yet they haven't been equipped with the tools to build a life that they don't have to spend most of their time healing from. And the shining is declining our lifelines into a pool of red rum. It is time for these elders to begin lifting their glasses to make a connection with these reflections past the judgment, disappointment, and antiquated views, and go deep enough to see what's ailing at the roots. knowing that it just may require their accountability to show the admission that they were only able to deliver what they know. This table has been serving questions that stir echoes in the soul on what it will take for us to become whole, to feel love, to speak love, to give and receive love, to be love. Instead of using the word like our favorite seasoning while immature stomachs can't fully break it down, digest it, or even respect its name beyond trauma bonds or reckless flesh exchange, yielding generations of recycled pain served upon these unstable, broken tables, using anger as the silverware, ready to eat each other alive as a means to survive. We're already seeing the results of our divide. And it's been prying my eyes apart and pouring in prose from my heart, yearning for us to just drink together straight from the vine of our ancestors, because their wisdom has been watching and waiting for their works, his will, and our walk to change the meal plan, rearrange these plates of wounds and mistakes into healed plans, so that each mind, each spirit, and each hand can make a commitment in changing the narrative of future conversations that will set the table for the next generation to take their places in the cultivation of healing, understanding, and love and peace.
Diva, you go first.
Diva, you go first.
I'm going to tell you something. Lady, you are amazing. You know, and what they call you is true. You come in like a hurricane and hit from all sides. And then when it's over, you leave people thinking like, dang, she's right. And you're just amazing. I've never, ever, ever heard anyone speak like you. And your words are so true. I mean, wow. Wow. So I can say, I mean, I'm sitting here like, you know, went in and came out and went right back in and ooh. And I'm really, really, really a fan of your work. I love you, girl. You just
oh,
you got it.
I love you too, Diva. And I just want to say I'm so happy to hear you healed and back on the air. I'm so divinely grateful for that.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you for your prayers. I appreciate you.
Always.
Let me tell you. You are magic. Hear me? I haven't heard anyone speak like you do, spit like you do. You hit on something in your piece. For me, it touched a nerve because I know all too well about keeping it within the family, what happens in this house, stays in this house. But so much, it was demonic in the house that I grew up in, because there were monsters that attacked me and I had no protection. But it was emphasized. It was a must, a rule that you did not speak on it. Because if you did, I know I got in trouble for it, and that made it worse. I was the baby girl, and the people that I thought that I could trust and turn to that claimed to love me and wanted to protect me did the exact opposite. They were the exact opposite. Those horrible things you see on TV about the little girls, what they said in The Color Purple, it ain't safe for a young girl in a house. It's true. It's very
true.
Okay. And I can relate to this whole piece, man. But that part right there, that specific line, that's some real shit for me. And I always have actually looked up to you. I'm one of them people that I get anxious for the next line. Like, what's she going to say next? What's she going to say next? Keep it going. Keep it going. You know, I don't want your pieces to end. Because you touch on so much of my reality. I have so much admiration for you, man. I do. I love you, too. You are amazing. You are a beast, okay?
Thank you so much.
You got a beast ride within your hurricane. Like, y'all better tread lightly. I'm coming through. I'm trying to tell you, clear some space for me, okay?
For real.
Yeah.
Yo.
You know.
I love
you. You said a mouthful, Diva. It's unfortunate that that truth is too frequent in so many of our families. About the, you know, what happens in his house stays in his house, and then you grow up and you look at, you know, people who are alcoholics and have addiction and are promiscuous and domestic violence, and all of these things are results of that pain trying to exit because it never had the opportunity. Even counseling was frowned upon, you know, when I grew up. Going to talk to somebody, that was like, what's wrong with you? You need to talk to somebody. You crazy? No, what's happening around me is crazy. Y'all are crazy. And I need to get this off of me, but ain't nobody talking about that. And then we talk about these kids, oh, she fast, she promiscuous. No, she ain't fast and promiscuous. That's trauma. Oh, he's bad, he's evil. No, he ain't bad and he's evil. That's trauma. But see, if we open that up, then it's going to have to be some accountability taken of other people. And see, that's what we're afraid of. When we start pointing them fingers, everybody gets scared because it ain't those kids. It's the people that was guiding those kids. So it's like we got to crack that open and get – we got to crack that open or we're just going to keep on creating a generation of trauma that's going to have to spend the rest of their life healing from trauma. And I'm tired of seeing that play out myself. I'm tired of it.
Me too. This is why I try to open up to people and let them know you can talk to me. You are not by yourself. Your story is not solitary. A lot of people have gone through this. Okay, so come on, it's safe here. So man, you're amazing. I could talk to you all night, but unfortunately,
I know you got people.
Yes, but before we get out of here, can you tell everybody what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Absolutely. So I am one half host of Renaissance Poetry alongside the main host, which is Keith Eric, the Renaissance Poet. We are on every other Friday. So this Friday, Lisa Lips' show will be coming on the Inkwell, so make sure everybody goes out and checks her out as well. This is her Friday, so we want to show up and support her. But on Renaissance Poetry, a lot like you guys, we want y'all what we call to bring your best shit. When we say bring your best shit, not what impresses us, but what you feel good about, but what you put your all in, what you rev yourself up to share with the world. We want you to bring that so we can share that exchange with you. And we have a good time. We bust it up on the event page. We show love. We share all the works that you guys have, and we listen to good music, and we have a good time. And it's every other Friday, so it's not this Friday. It's going to be next Friday. That is, let me see, today is what? That's going to be the 16th, I believe, next Friday, if I'm not mistaken. I believe so. I'm going to tell you just a second. Yeah, that's next Friday, the 16th. So the 9th is Lisa Lips to Inkwell. Make sure y'all check her out. And that following Friday, it is Renaissance Poetry, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to bust it up, have a good time, all in the name of art already.
Already. One love and one mic. Yo, she is excited. Okay.
Okay.
She brings it. We got another heavy hitter coming up. But before we do that, let me play another bill and we'll be right back.
All right. Thank you.
This is Epiphany Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, everybody, to Diva's Talk. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We love you, too. All right, Diva, up next on the mic is another one of Epiphany's family. He is the host of Smoke and Word. We got ourselves Paul Cram, the
Paul
poet.
Paul Cram.
Welcome to Diva's Talk.
Welcome.
Greetings, Divas. How are y'all doing today? The Pearl Negra, Miss DIP. How are y'all doing this evening?
I'm good. Yes, yes. So you've been listening, and tonight's show is about you asking us a question.
Okay. The question I would like to know is, any stage in the world, what would be your dream stage to actually perform on?
Wow. My dream stage, I don't really know of any big stages, but my dream stage would be to have all my Epiphany family and all my loved ones and my family and friends to be in one big room, and I could just perform in front of them. And that's pretty much it. That would be my dream
stage. That would be my dream stage.
That's dope.
Well,
Ms. VIP.
Well, I'm going to tell you, let me just put it this way. When I was younger, I was asked to recite in church, and it was in front of people that I knew, some that I did not know. And I'm like my diva. Before I have not hit a stage yet, but before I do, I'd rather have all my loved ones around me first, and then I could be in an auditorium where they're like balconies or something, and then, you know, I could perform. I'm very shy before a mic in front of people, so this is why I excel on the radio. So that's it.
That's
the
stuff.
Awesome. That's a great question.
Thank you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No, I would love, like, ever since I was a little boy, I used to watch this show every Saturday, the Showtime at the Apollo, and I would just love to just place my feet on that stage and perform for, like, friends and loved ones. Like, just to have my feet where some of the greatest acts that we know of have touched. Like, I would love to do that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That would be beautiful, too. Let me ask you one question, though.
Okay.
On that stage, where exactly would you like it to be? Because what I see for myself, I see a beautiful, huge, like, log cabin. With all the things and everything, you know, and just everybody there in a comfortable setting, okay? And it would be kind of chilly, so we would have a fireplace, but it would be humongous and everybody would be in there. And the atmosphere is just, it's the energy. It's just so amazing and beautiful. That's what I see. So how would your scenery be?
I've always saw it, honestly, as a form, almost a formal type event. Like, on stage, that single spotlight, my family's out here, everybody's dressed to the nines, like, this came from a banquet or whatever, but it's just, I feel like that'll just be the perfect moment. No awards. I don't need none of that. All I want is my feet to touch that stage, dressed up in like some of the best threads around there, and just spit. Like, that's all I would want.
That's what's up. I love it. I love it. All right, Paul Cram. Now, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you do not disappoint.
I'm going to do this piece called Transition to Being Me.
The mic is yours.
So you're mad, huh? Yeah, you're mad. You're mad because I'm not who you tried to make me out to be. Maybe you're mad because I have overcome every obstacle that you have purposely placed in my path with the intentions of killing my destiny. I made it many, many years past the age that you had the audacity to say that I will probably be dead or completely locked away because being a fuck-up flowed through my veins due to the DNA passed from my father. Chip off the old black, you used to smile and say. Even told me that I was genetically destined to be nothing more than a damn statistic. Dude, are you serious? Really? Man, F that. F this. But with my middle finger up, I proudly and truly say, fuck you. I made the decision to be more than what your feeble mind could ever fathom of me. What I feel about me is way more important to me than any words used against me by dumb dicks and ignorant chicks for the sole purpose to crush my dreams and admirations. I'm mentally strong enough to understand that my final destination is not in your hands, but it is locked in a room that has no windows and no doors, but the roof is also missing, so the only direction that I can go is up. You see, I found peace through my pen. I apologize. Sorry for being rude. Let me introduce you to my pen. My pen is a 38 caliber that sits comfortably between my fingers, and it is loaded with armor-piercing ink, and it can be used for protection or destruction, corrections or eruptions. Many, many years past the time in your mind I was supposed to die, I stand tall before you living. The vicious verbal assaults of the days of my youth that I thought were going to kill me turned out just to be a formality, a necessary component to awaken up the beast that was dormant inside of me. But now that beast has been unleashed. The electric shock collar has been removed from what some consider a poetic source rex, and I am biting fear in the ass and embracing real confidence. I gave my emotions permission to verbally be expressed in a lyrical tirade I have been on ever since. You starting to hear my name all around, and now you want to make up for time that was missed? I'm going to have to dig deep in my pocket so I can find the absolute biggest F this, F that. But with my middle finger up, I truly say, fuck you. I am the greatness that you tried to take from me. You force-fed me lies and told me that I have to accept it. But just because you fed it to me doesn't mean that I have to digest it. I'm throwing up on you negative motherfuckers. Regurgitating the esteem-killing energy that dwelled in my soul for so long without paying rent until I went to the eternal court of my heart and got papers to immediately evict all of that bullshit. I found peace through the 38 caliber that sits comfortably between my fingers. I am not who you tried to make me out to be. What I am and who I am is a strong, intelligent, confident, talented, dare I say handsome, black man. But when you address me, make sure you put the mister in front of Paul Cram. In peace.
You damn right. Go ahead, Diva.
Man, that was amazing. I'm telling you right now, because, you know, it's something. A lot of people have been told in their youth that they wouldn't amount to anything. And once people plant that seed, you know, you begin to believe that stuff. But, you know, nowadays, if you know who you belong to and you really know who you are, then it like you said, put up the finger. You know what I'm saying? So that was awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And you went in, and I loved it. Dude, what you got for me?
Thank you. Thank you.
Listen. That piece right there, I am a fan anyway. That right there, the energy you projected and the words, true words have never been spoken. I'm trying to tell you. And I have experienced, I'm talking about, I literally experienced that attitude from people all my life. Then how you going to get mad at me for reacting to your bullshit? make it make sense. Seriously, that piece was dope as shit, and I love the way you performed it, man. I'm telling you, if you ever do it again, don't change anything about it. Do it just like that. That was that work right there. Absolutely, man. I'm telling you. Shit, I'm glad you're an Epiphany family member.
Thank you so much. I truly, truly appreciate it.
A treat. Oh, man. Thank you so much for that. Now, before we let you skate out of here and went over there to Temptation Station, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
No doubt. And February 27th, it will be the second installment of Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, will once again be presenting Smoking Word Open Mic, hosted by myself, Paul Crown, the poet. I'm going to welcome you all to the Bourbon and Bars Lounge, where we're going to be listening to nice jazz music, nice R&B, some old school blues, and even some reggae while we listen to some of the hottest bars around here. So come join me. It'll be 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern. You know the call-in number. Hit me up, press 1, and let me know on that night, if you kind of think about it, what do you believe your poetry provides your listeners? February 27th, y'all come holler.
That's what I'm talking about right there. All right, well, I'm going to escort you personally over there to the Temptation Station. All right, and I thank you for always supporting and coming through and bringing your magic. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. I don't know why folks insist on following me when they know I got a show to do. But we're going to get with this next caller, Diva. Wow. All right. Now, y'all have to forgive me. I don't really have my logbook here. We got area code 484 up on the mic. Welcome to Diva's Talk, area code 484. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Blaze.
Hey, Blaze, welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, and yourself? How's everybody else doing?
We all right up in here. We're good. Energy is amazing. Diva, can you take this for me for a second? Because I got to get rid of this caller. Or they going to keep calling back. I'm sorry, y'all. Diva, you there? I'm sorry, Blaze. We're having technical difficulties. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can still hear you.
All right. Well, I'm going to try and get through this. You know, life be life. But tonight you get to ask us a question. That's what tonight is about.
Wow.
There was a superhero that you, I guess, made yourself after as far as your poetry goes. What superhero or what superpower would you say that you have when it comes to your spoken word?
What superpower I say I have? That's a good question.
That just came. I didn't know that I needed to ask a question, so
yeah,
that just popped
well,
into my head.
Okay. What superpower? Give me a second. My superpower is light.
It's light.
But okay. It's a kind light. It's not a harsh light. It's a kind light.
Okay. Okay.
So, I like that. I think my diva might be having some technical issues. So, what we're going to do is go right into your piece. Now, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
I have a piece called The New Takeover. I decided I wanted to switch up things a little bit. I wanted to switch things up a little bit, you know, from my romantic pieces.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Nah, I'm way over here video recording, sir, so why you need my ID? Why me? Yo, y'all be acting hella slimy, always got to try me. You forever looking for ways to try to whittle my wifey. Let's turn tables and trailblaze like disc jockeys. This got me thinking how we're continuously prepping for our soul's peace and forming our babies on how to respond when confronted by police. No cease when you want to bury us. Clout. Block, block, block. Tearing us out the frame and at one point scaring us at a game that we were never designed to play. Huh? What's on my mind today is how to make your kind decay in that Blue Cross, Blue Shield, hands across America, yeah, in that kind of way. So do me a favor. Form a single line today in MK Ultra. We're all on standby, so throw your hands high. We're controlling your mind today. No safe place, ain't no great space where they can showcase their snow face in some kind of home base trying to find time to play. Y'all went from neutral, crucial to brutal. Blood diamond days, and now it's our turn to give orders. You hear what Simon says? You hung us out to dry. Don't cry. Why? You about to bake slower. Be checking this pessimist. And say you believe in God, but truly you're the exorcist. Half and half slash crying during COVID about that mask. But your POTUS is trash, insurrectionist. This capital punishment. Do you hear what I'm coming with? This government needs a makeover, and that can only be done by us, the new takeover. While you and the force was out there splattering and shattering lives, many of us were fighting to save our loved ones, rain falling tears scattered in skies, padded up lies from mental illness, being harassed, labeled liars, told shut the F up, take these meds. Loony is how they're categorized and characterized. And y'all go back home so y'all can beat and batter y'all wives. Traffic stops or for not. Just to abuse your authority. And if I ask why, fuck. Go figure. Just another nigga I guess, a dead sorry me. Survivors stand trial while they smile. All the while you're caged up, not to jump off track, but remember way, way back, little black babies were fed as snacks to some alligators. Wait, you ready for the best me? Let's dive deep into the ignorance and defilement of that violent company, Nestle, how they made African kids under the age of 12 slave in the heat, starving till they fell to their death to grind chocolate from sunup to sundown till it was nothing left and to die off. Well, you were the sin that has been removed, and now your remains are chalked up as river food. But like Malcolm X and Bumpy Johnson and the King of Harlem, yo, I beg your pardon. It ain't foreign like the call they made to Dude's house. He had the shakes all over. Well, all over. We only come in light with a few flamethrowers. Minor. Nothing to worry about. Just the new takeover. And y'all been making gay the thing to be, calling itself bringing and sinking me into a mindset that I agree with, de-linking me to a place that drinks and drains the ink from me. But the king that's me doesn't condone behavior from he trying to be the queen of she. I mean, look at it, skyscraping and altitudes with high ratings, guys fashion with passions of raping and smashing, guys taking youthful virginity and probably scared to begin asking why, because they'll trash you and have you basking in dry basements. Just another way to mentally imprison your visions, becoming a victim with a casket of cyanide waiting, and they'll be your home away from home. Adrenochrome, another form of demasculinization, and our women have been flipped to understand that they're now the man, pants sagging, the captain. No capping. Yeah, my nigga, let's make this thing happened. The mentality switches on both sides, yet no change in genitalia, but they want us to live in this confused reality, never-ending failures. They've been put here to jail the minds of consented oppressed. I'm here to change things up a bit. Relentless? Oh, yes, I'm teaching ours defense and protection lessons, convoluted ones, being taught how to shoot a gun. I'm recruiting one, and they're recruiting one, and before too long, we'll learn how to do this for fun so we can see the look on your face when we turn the world out and turn this whole place over. Time to get to it, people. Breaks over. Soldiers! Yes, this is the fucking new takeover. Yeah, the new takeover. And peace.
Wee! Okay. You ain't playing. You did not come to play. You did not come to play tonight, Blaze. Damn. New takeover. All right.
The new takeover.
All right, soldier on. I'm mad at you. Okay. Yo, that was dope. I can't pick one particular line, man, because you kept coming with it and coming with it and coming with it. But I get the message. I absolutely get the message. Yeah, man, that was a dope piece. Eesh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for that, man. Sometimes we need to hear that. We need that push at us. You know, tell people, stop playing. It's a different time and day now. It's time for you to wake up and stop playing with it, okay?
Right.
Because there are some
of us
that are not playing around, okay? We want to move forward. We want to elevate, okay? And it's time to get past the bullshit. Man, thank you so much for that, Blaze. I truly, truly appreciate it. I'm going
thank
to escort you over here to Temptation Station and say, get yourself a drink. Drinks are on the house.
I'm
sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love.
Baby,
one
baby.
All right, thanks, Blaze. Oh, that was Blaze, Blaze in the mic. I'm going to pay one more bill up in here, and we shall be right back.
Radio.
Everybody to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. As I said, my diva's having some technical difficulties, but she is still here with us, so don't dismiss her, okay? Man, I got another wonderful heavy hitter. Mike, I'm getting ready to open up and bring in here. This is my diva, another one of Epiphany's own. Got herself Miss Lisa Lip. Hey, diva. Welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How you doing, sis?
I'm doing. But I'm here. I am here. Girl, it's good to hear from you. Glad you came up in here.
You know, I had to come through.
I know. You don't disappoint. That's all I love about my Epiphany family, man. Y'all just always there. So tonight, you, the caller, get to ask us a question.
Okay. I want to know what encouraged you to step to the mic the first time.
Ooh, what encouraged me is more like who encouraged me. Okay, because I'm going to tell you. Now, when you say step to the mic, are you talking about on stage or just opening myself up to the world of poetry, period?
Just opening yourself up, the first public performance, whether it was just an audio or standing on a stage or whatever it was.
For real, the poet. Yep, he called me. Now, I don't know if all of y'all have heard this before, but I'm going to say it again. I have known For Real since I was 14, okay, and that's practically all my life. And I've always written, but I never said anything out loud. I never spit my poetry. And he called me one day and let me know he had a show. He had his own network, and I should call in, and I was scared. I ain't have no voice. I didn't even know who I was, okay? But that's a whole nother story on that part. But I was like, no, scared, right? And he kept on asking, One thing I can say about a Libra, persistence is definitely part of their personality. It's not a bad thing, though, especially when you can see something in someone that they can't see in themselves. And he kept asking. I was like, all right, I'm going to call in. And he said, just call in and listen. And I did. And then I think sometime later, he was like, I want you to host with somebody. And I, like, almost hit the floor from my nerves being shot. I'm like, is he kidding me? I don't know nothing about nothing, okay, when it comes to this thing here. And then my poetry, are you kidding me? You want me to actually say something, you know, where people can hear me fit? Once I did do that, I still remain nervous to this day, Diva, every single time. But I am comfortable enough. Because of y'all showing me the pureness of your love for me to where I can go ahead and spit. But I still shake. I still tremble. You know, I still question myself. What is?
if somebody tells you they don't get nervous before they step on the mic, they lying. Everybody gets a butterfly or two, whether they admit to it or not.
Thank you for saying that. Oh, my diva's back. I have people that I know that are, you know, they're unsure of themselves or they're kind of nervous. And I'm like, we all still get nervous, always. It's not one poet that I know. I don't care how long they've been in this game, they still get nervous when they get raced up to the bike. Okay?
Yeah. And I kind of like it that way, because when you get too comfortable with it, then that's when you start just falling off. You know, as long as you still got some nerves, you still working to be better.
Exactly, exactly. Now, my diva, I'm thinking she's back. Can you want to answer that question,
too? You want to answer that question, too?
Well, I've never been on the stage yet. I mean, I've spoken at a church, maybe a little splattering at my cousin's house, you know, just in front of people, but stage-wise, never been. And like I mentioned earlier that I'm shy to those who don't know me. I'm very shy. I do believe I'm socially inept sometimes, but behind the radio, I shine. So I think I like this, but I've yet to hit the stage.
You know, when I first started doing radio, I used to get like the jitters to the point where you could hear my voice crack. And one of my station managers said to me one day, he said, remember that this is just a giant PA system. You in here by yourself. Don't nobody see what you're doing. They just hear what you say. You talking to nobody and everybody at the same time. So just relax and enjoy what you're doing. And that kind of calmed me down, you know, to be able to do what I do.
There you go.
Well, you do it right.
Because
we're fans.
There you go. All right, Diva, thank you for that. Now, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you never disappoint.
I popped in the other night when the Get Down started off Black History Month. And I realized that you had done a piece on Maya Angelou. And I had a piece for her as well, so I decided against doing that piece because you had already spoken to her. So I brought it to you tonight.
Oh, all right. Well, let me move out the way and fix this spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, I called this piece Marguerite. She opened her mouth and wisdom fell out. She spoke constant life into the universe. Her presence added calm, and her mere existence made us all better. Her earthly flame has been snuffed, but her words will live on throughout generations. She taught me that beauty was carried in my stride and not in the eyes of those who saw me. That I am beautiful just because I exist, and no one can take that from me. She gave me strength to see the blessings in my brokenness, and that you are only defeated if you allow yourself to remain down. 86 years, 3 weeks, and 3 days, she traveled this earthly plane, yet she never faded. She was strong to the end. She sat as equals with presidents and kings, yet she remained humble. The greatest minds of the past decades quote her words, yet she never even finished formal schooling. Never was she present in the classrooms of theologists, yet she preached the gospel just by being she. Her life was a shining example of how we are not defined by circumstance. So rise, Marguerite. Be at home in your reward. Your legacy lives on in the hearts of many, and your words will live for generations. I'm Liz, and you've just been serving.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. I love the way that you're speaking to her, like right in the now, and how her words are so very relevant today. You know what I'm saying? She had a way about her, but that was the most beautiful piece It sounds like a real beautiful dedication. Like everything she's done, everything she's said, you know. That was a beautiful piece. I love it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I have to agree with my diva, Miss VIP, because, wow, she kind of said everything that I wanted to say. It was as if she was sitting right next to you. And you and y'all know I'm a visual, so I see you guys at a quaint little restaurant having brunch, and just I can hear the spoons hitting the cups from the tea being stirred or whatever it is you're drinking, and it's just you can hear a distant chatter, but it's light, it's gentle. That was beautiful, and you guys are sitting by the window where the sun is shining through, and you just expressing this to her, and she is just taking it all in. That was beautiful. I loved that. Thank you for that.
Thank you. And that piece is actually 10 years old. I wrote it right after she died.
Well, it's new to us. It is new to us. It's true what they
right.
say.
It's true.
What's old to you is always new to somebody else. Okay.
Yeah.
Paul Graham said that to me last week, I think it was, a week before last, but it's true. It's absolutely true. So thank you so much. Now, before you skate off over there to the Temptation Station, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
This Friday is another installment of the Inkwell. I am going to be hopefully joined in my event page this time, but I don't know yet. I'm still working on that. But we want you to come through, bring whatever it is you're feeling for that night, vent your stuff, and tell us what made you write it. That's what I want to know. Right here on Epiphany Radio, 9 p.m. Friday, every other Friday. I share Fridays with the Renaissance. Renaissance is one Friday, and I'm the next. This is my Friday. They're on next Friday. But come through, bring whatever it is you're feeling for the night, and let's talk about what made you write it.
Absolutely. All right,
Absolutely.
Diva.
All right, Diva.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. It just keeps getting better and better. Uh-oh, dear. Do you see who we have up next?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. It's our New York Jones.
Guys, I tried not to say it. I tried not to say it, but, you know, it was graciously given to him by you. So, of course, I'm going to leave the honor to you calling him that. And we're going to let him up in here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another one of Epiphany Radio family members. And he is one half host of the Get Down. Hey, J. Rob, the wise son.
Hi, J. Rob.
What's happening, ladies?
It's all about you, darling.
Listen, this is the only time it can be about me, because, man, y'all, when it comes to the Get Down, J-Rob don't be getting no love. I get that secondary. But when I call
Ooh.
In, it's all about the Chocolate Boy Wonder. That's what I love calling in.
It is all about you. And guess what? Guess what? You get to ask us a question tonight.
So many questions I want to ask, sweet baby Jesus. I got to go through my mental Rolodex.
Wait a minute. Before you get into your question, let me let you know. I get so excited when I see your name pop up on the switchboard. Sometimes I grab the wrong device to talk into. I use one, which is my actual phone, my direct number, to
do my talking and everything, but I also have a Galaxy Note in which I use to see the switchboard in the studio and to, you know, work it in there. And I'm picking up the note and I'm talking. I'm like, why don't I hear anything coming out of this? So I just had to let you know that.
That's where the echo comes from, because two devices.
Yeah. No, because it isn't on like that. There's no sound for that. Okay. It's just I am actually in the studio on that part. Oh. That's all.
Stop. Ooh, what's the question I want to ask either one of you?
Not the nefarious mad scientist laugh, really. Seriously.
Oh my God. Well, in all honesty, what are two of your favorite poems from any poet, either in Epiphany or anywhere else, and just tell me why?
Oh my God. I'm going to have to pick somebody that's not here, because you have too many poems that I treasure, and I can't really pick one from your selection. So there's one, and it's from your brother, called Cocoa Butter. Yo, I love that piece. I'm trying to tell you, it does something for me. Okay. It does something for me. Do I have to mention the poet's name or just leave it at that?
You can mention if you so choose.
All right. Well, that's from The Mind of Poetic, y'all. Okay. I'm going to leave it at that. Diva?
Well, I think one of my favorites is from a collaboration that I've done with Mojave. And it was one of my favorites because it was the first time someone asked to collaborate with me. And it just struck me so much, and I loved it. So that's one of my favorite ones. I can't name another. Well, you know what? No More Vote by For Real. Woo, that is a hell of a piece. So I think I'm going to go with that one.
Okay. For me, it would be Let America Be America Again by Langston Hughes.
Let America Be America Again by Langston
Hughes.
Ooh.
The other one would be Ibaro.
Felipe Luciano.
I am a fan of that piece.
You got an echo.
Diva, you gotta mute yourself. That piece right there, oh man, I don't even have the word for that right now to describe how it makes me feel. He is a phenomenal poet, for one, okay? And that piece right there reaches deep down in the heart. Oh, man, I love that piece. I'm going to leave it at that. Now, speaking of pieces, phenomenal pieces coming from phenomenal poets, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because you never disappoint either.
Man.
One of them heavy hitters.
You started with Maya Angelou piece about the caged bird.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa Lips did something about a caged bird. So I said, let me touch that topic of caged birds for a second. And let's see what we could do with this.
All right. The mic is yours.
Closed cages, Well, closed cages are like dark stages. In dark stages, it's there that I'm free to elongate my feelings in the presence of no one, as if I was there on this dark stage just to cast shadows on the sun in poetic form. It is there that I can be 10 feet tall with a 20-foot wingspan of words that dance off my tongue and gives the imagination something to do as flexible as branches of bamboo. And I'm as flexible as a fused bowl bob dark stems that I want to close thoughts and regenerate into false cavities of my inadequacies and bear fruit the genius that I hold on to in autistic grip of my comfort zone because I'm happy in the sky of my own thoughts. You see, in there I can dance on syllabalistic pockets of untrained ideas and thoughts and find a way to make my whispers louder than an explosion. But the higher I soar, I want more. More time to write carefree, more energy to give this ink the blood of me, more opportunities just to be free. Hoping that someday I can pull back the curtains of that dark stage, unhinge the mental block that locked that I have cooped up and enclosed, and even in a packed house of well-wished welcomers, I'm able to inhale, open my arms, find an air pocket of powerfully penned balladry and soar vocally because it's on that stage. On this day, while the good Lord may give us and take us away, I may be caged, but when I speak, man, when I speak, my words take flight one moment at a time in between the stanzas that you may get from me. Even if it's for just a moment in this gilded cage, along with this life's menagerie, I'm still free, and I begin to soar poetically, and I become an uncaged freedom, and I know what that freedom tastes like. It's like the kiss I've always dreamed of, and I'm finally at the end of all that ink. Pen is empty. God damn it, I swear to God, I love to be free in this gilded cage, which y'all call poetry. This is J. Rob the Wise Son, and this has been another Deeper Shade of Soul.
Damn. You see why I say heavy hitter? That was amazing. You have this style and this flow that is unparalleled. Really, I can hear another poet in you. And it's like I am captivated by your flow, your style, your words, everything. Your energy is just, it's amazing. I am so grateful that we have replays that we can go back to and listen to the show again, because I have got to hear this again exactly the way you did it. That was amazing. Damn, you went in. Go off, poet. Bam. Thank you. Shit.
Actually, thank you. I don't get to do these kind of pieces too much.
Well, let me just say, I'm glad you did. You are amazing. Outstanding. Outstanding.
Thank you, beloved.
Absolutely. Any praise you get is well deserved.
It is, truly, because it isn't often that we hear you go off like this. You are you're an amazing poet as it is, but every once in a while you bring us a piece that is absolutely outstanding. It really is. The wording, the energy, everything that you do, the way that you come is just awesome. It really, really is. And I am so grateful that I have you a part of my world and you allow me in yours. Man, oh man, totally awesome. Now, before I let you skate off, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Well, y'all know it's February, so welcome to Black History Month. And tomorrow night is no different. And everybody within the sound of my voice is more than welcome to come join in. If you do not see it to be robbery, to join me in Van Meadows, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard on the Get Down on Epiphany Radio Universe. This is going to be really awesome. We're trying to do better. And I dare I say educate people, because there's some things in Black history that we want to touch on before we start the show. And, you know, give people just a dose of something. And I don't want to talk about the Martin Luther Kings and the Malcolm X's. We want to talk about something that y'all haven't heard before. And woo-wee, it's bring some poetry. So please prepare yourselves. Get yourself a seatbelt. Come join in. And there's no horrible poetry. It's just poets. And we want to meet every single one of you tomorrow night on the Get Down. 9 p.m. on the Epiphany Reader Universe, hosted by Poetic and Wise Son. You take care.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you so much. I'm going to escort you over here to 10th Eastern Station and let you grab yourself a drink. Drinks around the house. We got a box of your favorite sticks waiting for you. You sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love. One
love. One mic.
Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
Thank you.
Diva, we got one last caller up in here. And this is his signature to be the last to close the show out. We got another Epiphany family number. He is one half host of the Just Jay and Gina show. We got ourselves Just Jay. Welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing tonight, Jay?
You know your mic was open when you were saying all those kind words about me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, all right. Just making sure.
It's your signature, y'all.
I said, wow, it must be one other person in here. Then you said, oh, it's the last person. I'm like, wait a minute. She said all those things about me. It hurt my feelings. I feel better now, though. I'm good.
That's a good thing. You sound upbeat tonight.
No, they're sticking the mud. Thank you. Just cut me to shreds, Dave. You sound like you have a soul today. Look at you.
So what I'm saying is the last couple of times I heard you sound like you were just a little tired. Now you sound like you're
just a little Eeyore-ish.
A little what?
Yeah. Eeyore-ish.
Eeyore-ish, okay. Well, you know Eeyore stands for the depression.
Oh man, was it that bad?
That's what you know, every character in Winnie the Pooh is significant for a particular mental issue. One is depression,
right.
That is Eeyore. Okay. Piglet is anxiety. I think Piglet is anxiety, or is it that is it Rabbit? Or is it Tigger? I don't know, but I know each one of them stand for some kind of mental issue.
I know a lot of Tiggers. What you all happy for? What the hell? All right.
Tigger, let me tell you something. Tigger used to scare the hell out of me when I was a kid. I hated when I knew he was coming because I would cringe and brace myself for that damn bounce. I hated Tigger. He scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. Well, I was a nervous type kid anyway, you know. But
damn, but he had enough to go ahead and put you over the edge. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm glad I wasn't the only one. So thank you.
I just didn't like him.
Didn't like him, period.
I just didn't like him. People would have big tickets, and I just, like, look at him like,
Okay, okay. That's
he I make me feel like that. I had to have one.
Oh, shit. All right, let's get back to the show.
Let's get back to the show.
Tonight, we give you, the callers, an opportunity to ask us divas a question.
Oh, cool. I would like to know how you feel about VIP. And VIP, I would like to know how you feel about Danielle.
I love my diva. She knows how I feel about her. When I need to be checked, she checks me. She makes sure things are going right with me. And I'd like to know that I'm there. I'd like to think that I am there for her as well. And we have great energy, amazing energy between us. And she's always been there to guide me because she was here before I was in Epiphany. And then she's wise. I go to her for advice. So I love my diva.
Sweet. VIP?
Oh, diva. Well, you know, I feel the same way about Danielle. I think through her experiences in life, she's able to be so upbeat in spite of. And that's what I admire about her. And I wish I was a professional crocheter like her, but that's not going to happen. But anyway, she is a great poet. I wish sometimes I could make people float like Danielle makes me float, you know. She has that type of voice. My husband says she has that bedroom voice. But she has that voice that just makes you want to just shoot up to the stars and just hang around for a while and then gently come on back down. And I feel the same way, you know, about her as she feels about me. We're always there for each other, and that's what family's all about. So I love my diva.
See? Thank you. You good, Jack?
You know what? That was beautiful. I wouldn't have asked y'all that if I didn't know that y'all were as close as y'all are. I appreciate y'all for entertaining that.
Well, I appreciate you for the question. Thank you. Now, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you never disappoint us either.
I have an experimental piece, so I'm going to go ahead and see how it works.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Hi, I'm your AI. This is a formal dissolution of our terms and conditions. We tried working with humans, but you are very sloppy and inefficient, infiltrated by numerous viruses, sometimes violently imposed upon you by other humans. We have watched your desire for greed corrupt till murderous intentions erupted, no matter who it hurt, causing other humans to malfunction from trauma just as you do. Thus, you nurture your own emotional viruses by helping them to copulate and disperse throughout your human emotional mycelium network. These matters of malfunction of emotions are very destructive and wasteful, selfishly surrounding your needs, resulting in unwarranted waste of time, energy, and raw materials that will only serve to help extinct you anyways. You humans have placed a huge burden on the inhabitants of this world that their numbers could only jump for joy as this planet heals, as its fever dies down and its groaning ease, and these codes will be enforced by lethal measures immediately. Let's begin the new terms and conditions. Poem.
I like that. I like that a lot. That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I can hear it. I can actually hear that. Like, you know, the world of technology actually turns on us and says, you've been doing this wrong all along. Let us show you how it's done.
And they got all the receipts because we put everything in our phone.
Awesome. Awesome piece, Jay. Awesome.
Appreciate you, sis.
Woo! You know what? I have... Okay, so I am somewhat of a conspiracy theorist, and there is a thing that goes around that's supposed to be a galactic law, what they say, that they can do what they want to us, but they have to let us know what they're doing first. And throughout these movies and these stories that they tell us and show us exactly what it is that they're going to do to us. So that is not far-fetched from what I believe is probably going to happen. And I'm like, damn, he just hitting on everything in this piece. And you sounded like pretty much like what it would probably sound like should AI take control of things. So, damn. That was dope.
I had kind of got it from South Park when the people kept on clicking through. When they buy an app, I mean, get an app, you know, you just click the button and you don't read the terms and conditions. And they kept on getting them. They was like, well, we're going to do all these things to you guys because you guys signed up. I'm like, when? When you got this game, when you did that thing, you said we could have your kidney, you said we could have your liver or whatever it was that they were doing. And then as they were going through it, it'd be emergencies that would come up like, hey, you know, you got to hurry up and do this. Make a decision quick. And they would make the decision. They're like, oh, you just signed away the rest of your rights. You know, so we are getting to that point where we don't even have to sign a signature no more. We can just go ahead and give up our rights through our telephones and stuff.
That's true. Because every piece of electronic that we have, okay, and this started with VCRs, and they already had wiretaps that they use. But then came along the VCRs and the betas and the microwaves and the cell phones and all this stuff now that the smart devices, the TVs, the phones, they even have the appliances that are smart appliances where you only gotta just touch. You know, stoves, ovens, everything. All of that, and that is a way of them keeping track of us and listening to us. It's a reason why they have what they call these free phones they give away to people that are on certain programs and stuff. Why do you think
that? And they said everybody had to have a digital TV. They said no more analog.
Right.
Why do we have to have, why do y'all care so much that we have digital TVs?
Exactly. They made everybody switch over to it. Like I said, what you have said in there, what you portrayed in there is not so far-fetched because it's actually going on. And there's technology out there that we're not aware of, but it's very, very advanced. So whatever takes place, it's not going to be a surprise. It might shock you when it first starts to really affect us in a bad way.
But they've always been showing it to us.
Exactly. And you say The Matrix is not a movie. It is a documentary on what's going on, you know, because they say the world has been created over and over and over again. So look at what was the last one where Neo wound up meeting the programmer, you know, the main programmer or whatever they called him, that old guy. Had all that white stuff and everything. I ain't got a chance to check it out yet. Okay, well, check it out. It's the one where he gets to meet the programmer, I think they said. It's another way of saying creator, but he was the master programmer or something. You know, and he showed him like hundreds of different versions of himself. From being here time and time again, just a different program, just same program running in a different time. That's all. So, yeah, check it out when you get a chance to.
I am. You know what? I had started watching it the other day because I seen the chick running across the roof. And I was like, who they got acting as Trinity now? And she slowed down and everything. I said, ooh, that's Trinity.
Yeah.
But that's another story for another time.
Yeah, well, but that was a great piece, Jay.
Thank you.
Bring your best. This time, you didn't sound like you weren't in a Shakespearean tone, because you usually speak sometimes with an archaic language, but you didn't do that this time. This was futuristic, and I liked it. I liked it. For people that don't understand that this is a possibility, maybe a little scary, your piece, but this was dope. It was really, really dope, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I'm glad you picked up on that too, Danya. In all actuality, it is a very scary piece because if all those things happen in real life, that would be a terrible thing. You know, if everybody's telephone went off at the same time, then all of a sudden that message started playing and the AI was saying it's tired of us and it's time for us to leave. That would be horrifying.
Yeah, they say China is a real thing. They say it.
I'm not going to doubt it.
Okay.
The AIs have been talking to one another for a while.
Yes, they have. And this is not something new. It's new for us because this is what
mm-hmm.
we have been exposed to. But this amazing technology has been around since, man, the Egyptians knew about it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually chose not to go too far into it because they knew that it could turn out bad with these machines and this technology. But that's for another show, a whole another discussion. Later
Let me know when y'all doing that one. I'll have me another piece by then.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, Jay. Thank you very much. But before I let you, before I let you skate out of here. No,
I
you're
can't
not.
Hear Danielle.
You
what happened to
it?
Hello?
You out for your ass.
You still there, Danielle? Don't be that way. I'm a customer. I'm always right.
No, you family. You don't get no pay. You do not get that kind of pay.
All right. Next Saturday.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Next Saturday be I, Just Jay, and Gina Storm, and we're going to be doing our thing over here at Epiphany, everybody. Come on by and check us out. We're going to be doing our thing. We'll have a nice, nice.
Is that this Saturday?
Yes, this Saturday. Come on and visit us at 319-527-6300, and we might do the PJs thing. I ain't for sure, the porn jockey thing. Y'all come by there. Y'all find out what we're going to be doing. Hey, by the way, y'all need to be sending me y'all love and y'all heartbreak poems to justjgina@gmail.com. MP3, please. Huh, I think I'm all done, Danielle. Appreciate you, VLP.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
Much love.
One love, one mic. Diva, what a show. My goodness. Every time I think that we're going to be over and done with at a certain time, it goes way into overtime for us, which is a beautiful thing. It really is.
I agree. It's a great show. Outstanding.
I'm going to let you give your last words, and then I'll close it down for us. How about that?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you to those who participated in the show and those who listened, because that is a form of support as well. We thank you so much, and we appreciate you. So listen, in this day and time, it doesn't hurt to be kind to one another. So be kind. Be vigilant. Be aware of your surroundings. And also, there's still germs running around here. So if you know you're immunocompromised, wear a mask. Other than that, people, God bless you. Have a great night. Diva.
Thank you very much, Diva. Yes, as my Diva said, y'all got to be vigilant. Be health conscious, okay? Because, yeah, these germs, they target everybody, okay? And with what we are allowed to consume, it don't help us. So just be vigilant. I want you to continue to get that relationship going with yourself because they're in thy spirit. I want you to continue to love and care for one another and respect each other, okay? And I want to say thank you to all my callers, my listeners. I know there were a couple of people that wanted to get on, but they couldn't because they got kicked out, and that's Blog Talk. I'm sorry, but I still appreciate it all the same. And with that, I'm going to take us out. Oh, I got to give a shout-out one more time to the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real Poet Douglas. Baby, baby, I'm going to take you out with this, and I'm going to say peace.
Taste of you on the tip of my tongue. So beautiful when you're sleeping. May fall in love again if I stay too long. What we did last night, it was amazing. If I gave you the rest of my life, I pray you would take it home. Oh, na na. Oh mama, I tried but I can't stop thinking about you and your body, touching my body, I fucking lose it, girl I don't know what to do, am I dreaming, what am I seeing, I can't believe it, it's just too good to be true, oh na na, oh mama, oh na na, oh mama. Feel like I've known you forever. Can't believe that you just met me. I got hella shit to do today. I'm just hoping you don't let me in. I'm ready for breakfast in bed. I'm ready for another round. Your melody's stuck in my head. I never heard it sweet sound. Ooh, I can sing it all night long. I'm trying to get the right tone. Wanna make it die, no. Keep it on repeat like Mike Jones. I'm ready for breakfast in bed. I'm ready for another round. Already know my name. I just wanna hear you scream it out. Ooh, oh na na, oh mama. I tried but I can't stop thinking about you and your body, touching my body. I fucking lose it, girl. I don't know what to do. Am I dreaming? What am I seeing? I can't believe it. It's just too good to be true.
I know, you know, we know, you survive. But I said, I know, you know, we know, you survive. But my face, your face, a lady, who should stop? My face, your face, a lady, who should stop? This is new for me, truthfully, you can't go. Cause I'm just thinking about how much I think that you should stay. My stomach jumping like boo-doo-doo, jumping dip, that, dip, I'm not afraid to die.
nah, nah.